Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now with a special report, it's the man who brought you the science behind the Mountain Mama, Kevin Turner.
Yes, so there's a survey done about Americans and how they've been getting food delivered that just came out. Now, they only surveyed 1,500 American people, so kind of keep it in mind, it is a small sample size situation. Couple fun stats here that I thought you guys would like, okay? Most Americans in the survey said that they get food delivered to them about three times a month through apps like Uber Eats or Grubhub or DoorDash or Postmates or something like that. Mm-hmm. Three times a month. That pretty accurate for you guys? How often do you guys use those apps?
Well, I try to plan out my meals a little bit better. You know, like it's healthiest for me to bring something that my wife makes from home, you know, a pre-planned meal. Mm-hmm. But when I don't have time, like I didn't have time today, like I'm just going without lunch today. I need to get my plan together better. I thought about using DoorDash. So in terms of how often I do it, I guess it just depends on how well I plan things out. But maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Can I offer you some delicious grapes to hold you over? I got some over here.
Is that a lunch pail?
That's a lunch pail. Peel. So, you know, we order pizza for the kids real frequently, but as far as using those apps, I don't even know that I've ever done it at the house. I think I've only done it up here at lunch.
Yeah, only do it here too. But I do wonder, like on the, so somebody has to drop it off on our first floor because they can't get up to our secure floor on 11.
With the guards.
And so I always wanted them to have whatever information they needed, as much information on the app. So I put in, hey, this is for the Ben and Skin Show. Go to the desk, tell them it's that. But what if it's somebody who hates our show and they're delivering our food? That could be a little scary.
I used to work for Russ. I'll show you guys.
Yeah.
I always just say, call me when you get here. And then hopefully we can con one of the front desk girls to come bring it up.
Ooh.
Now, the top complaints by customers were, A, that the food was not warm or fresh. 17% of the people said that their biggest issue is that the food was not warm or fresh. I have never had that situation.
It's what you order, dude. Nothing travels worse than French fries.
Yeah.
Oh,
French fries do not travel.
Smartest thing you've ever said right there. That's so true.
Thanks, Ben.
16%, though, the next complaint was food delivered late. Mm-hmm. I've had that a couple times where you're like, man, I'm really trying to get this food by this time to work out with the schedule. But, like, you know, some people might want to get their food delivered to them by their lunch break at work or whatever. You get that hour or 30-minute span. Hey, I need you to be there at the time you said you'd be here. The next complaint was incorrect orders. So I've seen no complaints of pubes in their food. Oh, so that's good.
God. What? Well, we did have that one story where the guy was teabagging the queso or the salsa because he was mad about the tip. And that's the thing. You prepay, so you give the tip to the driver before they bring it.
Yeah.
So it's a tip of faith.
Man.
You're saying, hey, man, listen, I always over tip because I don't want anybody teabagging my food.
Right. Right. I hate the whole pre-tip. That's unfair. And then the other thing, too, is like I always feel guilty when I've just gotten. I mean, me and my wife on Saturday went to lunch and had the worst service. It was so bad. There was like probably 7 or 8 mistakes made. And I'm like, I always tip the same regardless. So what does it even matter if it's good service? I'm going to get yelled at if I don't put a good tip here. So, yeah, I get everything wrong the whole meal and then get the same tip. It's just
to me, it's attitude.
Yeah.
If there's a bad attitude, I'm not going to power tip. But if there's a great attitude, it'll overcome even some mistakes.
That's fair.
Unless it's a pube. 21% of the customers suspected that their driver stole some of their food. I think part of that is probably order paranoia. You know, just in general, the fact that a stranger is bringing you food.
Yep.
But if you're feeling that you're skimped out on the fries. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think a delivery driver is going in and taking a bite of your salad that you might have ordered.
It's going to be fries or nuggets or
tots or something.
Tots or something. And really all the delivery driver's doing is, well, I at least want someone to enjoy these fries the way they're supposed to be enjoyed.
28% of the delivery drivers that were questioned in a similar survey said that they had eaten their customer's food at least once.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, and that has to happen in kitchens too, right? Like at restaurants. Yeah. I don't remember ever doing that. You know, Skin and I were waiters at Chili's and Richardson together for a while. I don't remember ever eating off anybody's plate or anything. I couldn't do that and then go make eye contact with them at their table.
Right. I don't think I ever ate off anybody's plate.
The thing I always think about is not only is it how they deal with their food, but like I always get a thing pops up in my head when I go to a restaurant or a place and there's a sign that says employees must wash their hands. And I'm like, yeah, so there's a reason you need this sign up.
Yeah.
Because you've had a hand-washing issue in the past.
Dear dumb person, you're supposed to wash your hands after that nasty stuff you just did.
Unless there's a code, like maybe you have to put that sign up in the bathroom.
You have to.
But I'm like, why is that? The employees don't need to be reminded, right? You should just always wash your hands. No. It's not that simple.
The only food delivery job I ever had was pizza, and you can't take part of someone's pizza. It's about as noticeable as possible.
Sure? You could teabag a pizza and you could start picking some of the toppings off of it.
Okay. You could do that. You're right. I could do that.
I always like to get the pepperoni and then get a piece of tape and glue them to my nips.
Nipperoni.
Yep. Yep. I love that look.
You know, he's got that look.
Yeah, and quickly, guys, on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset would you be if you found out your delivery driver took a couple fries? Okay. Not a bite out of something, but took a couple fries. On a scale of 1 to 10, how upset would you be?
You know,
8.5.
I wouldn't be that. I think there's a fry tax. You kind of know that you're going to pay a fry tax no matter what, because you can't just have open fries around other humans and expect them not to have a couple fries.
Okay.
So you can't, but I choose to look the other way. And the where this gets into a problem is go back to the bathroom thing. A lot of people will rock a deuce and just bolt out of the bathroom, and they'll leave with fecal matters all over their hands.
Ask Zach Greinke.
That's why Zach Greinke had to talk to the whole clubhouse about it. So now you got those guys rifling around through your French fries and getting their poo dust and all your stuff, man. That's why the key is you got to anticipate the fry tax and don't ever order fries from a delivery company.
Yes.
So that's the other thing, too. Is it's not an open fry thing because they'll have to open your damn sack.
They're opening the sack.
That's the thing. That's where I would get mad. Don't open my food, dude. Just bring it. You don't need to
inspect it. Stay away from my sack.
Right? When it's riding shotgun with you. You keep your sack out of my stuff.
Now, the score was 8.4. That was the survey said 8.4 was the level of anger.
Of 1 to 10 of
a delivery driver stealing food. So
I'm right there with the peoples.
If you're delivering food, just know there's a chance things are not going to be as savory as you might expect.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.